Hey, Mr. One Stop. I'm looking for a record and it goes like this. Dun 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 dun.
Addicted to the Needle.
The podcast where a vinyl addict meets his dealer. I'm your dealer, Ben Shulman.
And I'm Patrick Foisy, the addict.
And what's going on? You know, I have this really bad habit of every time we make plans to record the show where I often push it back a day or two. And usually the reason is because I was out digging and trying to find records to supply for the show. Which is exactly what happened again.
Well, it's funny you say what's going on because, this is on the eve of Halloween. We're recording this.
That's right. Spooky.
And tonight I'm going to DJ a Halloween party for the Heart of Soul, Heart of Montreal Soul Club.
HOMSC. Homsk.
With our mate, Carl.
Carl Homsk.
And it's there. They're encouraging to wear, Halloween costumes. And
so what are you thinking?
So I'm going to go as the Detroit Motown farm baseball team.
Okay, you're going to need to dig it. You're going to have to explain that one a bit more because I'm a bit puzzled.
And I'm going to be dressed as Marvin Gaye. Well, I'm not going to go blackface. No.
Read my mom. Please, please don't do that.
The thing is, I think I showed you before. It's on our Addicted to the Needle Instagram page that I had those baseball jerseys custom made.
Right, yeah.
And I had one made with the
Motown and then one Stax.
You
just did a Stax one.
No, I had a Stax one, right. I just did a Motown one.
Okay, there we go.
So I'm going to wear my Motown baseball jersey, and the number is 39 for the year
Marvin Gaye was born.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I have Marvin Gaye as the name on the back of the shirt.
See, what you should have done is gone as, like, you know, one of the white Motown artists. Like, we all remember Ardeen Taylor, Tommy Good, Tony Martin, Chris Clark.
Sure.
Yeah, all those classic names that everybody at home knows, right up there with the Supremes. Ardeen Taylor. Well, you know, us in the Northern Soul crowd know Ardeen Taylor for There's a Ghost in My House, which
I'm going to play tonight.
Talk about a perfect record to play on Halloween and just, well, a perfect record to play anytime. Period. Oh, God, I love that song. So you're going to be...
You're just going to go to... baseball team.
You're going to Halloween as a Motown
baseball
fan. Motown baseball. And if I'm not mistaken, Marvin Gaye... He did try out for the Detroit Lions, Marvin Gaye. Yeah, he tried out to be a football player at one point in the 70s. He was definitely into sports, so I guess it kind of, you know, it all works out. Hmm. It's your Marvin Gaye outfit. No, I don't have a good segue, so it's just I don't have anything good to go with. Well, there's been a lot of talk on this show lately of you kind of getting top wants knocked off the list.
You sort of alluded to...
Yeah. Well, it's like, because I felt bad. I'm like, look, we can't meet on Thursday. We have to push it to the weekend, but it'll be worth it. And I think...
You're going to start off right off the bat.
I think it was worth it. Yeah.
When you said, "Oh, one of your top wants," I went, "Well,
there's only so many that I can remember." And this one had been mentioned.
You stole the words right recently. Out of my mouth. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought. So, all right. Well, you handed it to me.
So introduce it.
So it was my top Quebec want.
Yeah.
It's Garage, extremely rare.
Unbelievably rare. This is the only time I've ever had a second copy
in 10 years
of intense digging throughout the province of Quebec.
And I have asked around.
Yeah.
And even our friends, our friend Felix has his own copy.
Yeah, Michelle too. And just like, well, I think he had recently gotten a spare, but it was already earmarked for somebody, you know.
So when Felix was looking to buy a new car, he did a fire sale.
That's right, I remember.
And that's the first record I asked him. He goes, there's a connection to Roy Noranda where he's from.
Of course, yeah.
So I can't sell it.
What is that connection? I don't know anything about this record. Not that I remember. I mean, I'm sure I read Felix's blog post about it, his Vente de Garage blog post at some point, but like I don't remember anything about this record.
So the record we're talking about,
yeah,
Alex Fontaine.
Alex Fountain. Alex Fontaine.
That's what I was going to say. Tu n'es pas sincère. You're not sincere.
You are not sincere. On the Trans-Canada record label. Probably from like 69.
I wonder if the B-side I could play as the end of the night
I have no song. Idea what it sounds like.
It says goodbye.
Yeah.
So it's garage. It's
like
good.
Garage, punky, psychedelia.
It's a beautiful copy.
It is a beautiful copy. Now, the funny thing is that I haven't tried, but you could probably get those stickers off the label.
I don't usually try that.
Yeah.
It's part of the history.
It is part of the history. And it looks like it was probably in like a radio station library or something. Anyhow, I'm happy to supply you with another killer. Here is whoever the hell Alex Fontaine is with Tu n'es pas sincère.
Tu sais que dans la vie, il y a aussi les ennuis. Je n'ai plus envie que tu portes mon nom. Alors, écoute-moi bien, je ne peux plus rien. Tu n'es pas sincère. Sincère. Toi. Oh non. Parle plus sur ce ton. Ce n'est pas une façon faire attention. Tu n'es plus la même. Tu as beaucoup changé. Alors, écoute-moi bien. Je ne peux plus rien. Car tu n'es pas sincère.
Now, if anybody wonders why this was at the top of my want list,
it speaks for itself.
It doesn't get it. I mean, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
And, you know, obviously I was thinking just when the song's ending there, it sounds so much like Gloria by them or the Shadows of Night.
True,
like,
I didn't make the connection.
The riff's pretty much the same, but there's not a lot of Quebec records that sound like that. Like
most
that
of them we played on this show.
Yeah, exactly. especially out of the French stuff. It's such a phenomenal record. And it's funny because it's on a big label. Trans-Canada Records was like, you know, Michel Richard and Les Classelles, like, you know, the biggest selling artists were on this record label, but this one didn't really sell very well because
sort of a mystery too.
Yeah, kind of similar, like the same thing with like that guy Claude Delesseps, who made a bunch of records here in Quebec in the '60s. It's just I don't know anything about this Alex Fontaine guy. It's even a cool name, Alex Fontaine. Sounds cool.
And it's been a while since we've featured one of our own French.
Yeah, French Quebec. Track, a local thing. And interesting, I would have just assumed, you know, that the guy was from Montreal, but this province is very big, and there are a lot of other places in Quebec that are not Montreal. So, but you always got to wonder, too, it's like, who's the backing band, you know? Like, maybe it's Les Chanceliers or something, or Les Belles. Well, you know.
Stop reading my mind. It's kind of weird that he's like a solo artist, but
it's clearly, yeah, it's like, band. Yeah. You know, well, I don't know. It's very interesting. It's a phenomenal record, and hey, look, you have it now.
Now it's out there.
So how many of your wants did I knock off this year? Well, we got UMG and the Escorts, Alex Fontaine. There must have been something earlier in the year.
New Way of Loving, Jackie Shane.
Was that this year?
Yep.
No, I think it was last year. I can't keep track. I can't keep track. Yeah, oh my God, the Underworld. Oh, yeah. I've been really knocking it out of the park just the past couple of episodes.
And they're all Canadian.
Damn, I'm good at what I do. Anyway, so what's new with you over there? I feel, you know, we haven't seen each other in a couple weeks. Besides your upcoming DJ gigs, what's going on in the world of Pat?
So I've got good news and bad news. Which
Which one do I want to hear first? Because it's Halloween. The bad news.
Well, it's good news and bad news in the same vein. Because, okay. Next weekend is the Keystone State Northern Soul Weekender in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Ah, yes. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Yeah. famous place, you know.
The hub of Northern Soul.
Yeah, you know, they don't even have the Liberty Bell. That's Philly. You know, it's not Pittsburgh, it's not Harrisburg, it's not Allentown, it's Lancaster.
You know, you've got the Wigan Casino, the Twisted Wheel, and the Elks Lodge in Lancaster.
I feel like the big tourist attraction in Lancaster is like they might have like a Waffle House or something. Thing. Well, that's probably
it's near Amish country.
Ooh.
So
you can have a barn built.
I think that's probably what you go there for.
The Pennsylvania probably? Dutch, who speak German, but they call them Pennsylvania Dutch. Do you know why?
Why?
Because, here's a fun little fact, what they meant to say was Deutsch, for German, for Deutschland. So they're called the Pennsylvania Dutch. They have nothing to do with the Netherlands. They're German. Anyhow, Amish country. So Northern Soul with the Amish. That's kind of fun. Their big hits, let's go betrothed, in brackets, in my dad's barn. And who can forget such classics as... I
love that beard.
I love that beard, in brackets, come right away in my wagon. Time Life presents the best of Amish Northern Soul. Anyhow, so...
Well, there's still going to be top DJs there, and I was supposed to be...
On the bill.
On the bill.
And I guess it's not happening in the end, eh? Because last we were talking, you said there was potentially something. Anyway, tell me all about it.
So, first of all, I have to give a shout-out to Julio Fernandez, one of the organizers, that was kind enough to invite me. Awesome. And many of our friends are going to be DJs there. I'm thinking of... Fast Freddy, Chaz Gibson, Andrew Turner.
Cher from Toronto, I think, is another Canadian personality going out there.
Now, you would think, how come she gets to go and I don't?
Exactly, because obviously the big point of contention here is the issue with the border, which, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't the border open the day after?
That's the bad news.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
So I wanted to drive there. So it's about a seven, eight hour drive.
And then factoring in the fact that I think with the whole border opening, it's like even crossing the border will probably be, you have to get a test there. And it's probably, that adds probably an extra hour. So it's a good drive. Yeah.
But I was going to leave probably on Thursday night, drive as long as I can stand you know, stop at a rest area, you know, take a little nap and continue to be there early and probably go dig on the way. That's always one of the reasons driving to all those DJ gigs on Duin Estates.
I always say to people, there are no records in the sky.
Right. But I hope to bring my collection to heaven one day, but well,
good luck.
Yeah. Especially since I don't believe in heaven. Anyway, so
imagine there's no heaven. Okay,
I do
John.
Like gospel,
okay,
though.
John Lennon. Yeah, we love gospel music, but we're basically atheists. So L'chaim. Anyway,
so what's going on? There's many reasons why I wanted to drive there, and it's cheaper in when you own a Prius.
That's
so
right.
So I figure, you know, $100-$150 of gas,
probably not even
get there and back. And I'm being, you know, generous.
That's yeah, it's probably less.
You know, especially
but gas is crazy expensive right now, so that does kind of.
But you know, Prius long, you know, ride on nothing.
I filled up Taryn's Prius, so my fiance has a Prius too. I filled it up for her like last week. It was like $39 or something, and I was like, oh.
And it lasts.
I put 80 bucks in my Volkswagen Tiguan, and it's like, especially now with gas at the price that it is, like $80. It's like usually it would stop, it would fill up before that. No. Yeah. So expensive.
But if you're hearing a ball bouncing, it's Lick wants to play. And Lick, this
I am now giving him pettings in order to calm him down. He was very excited when I got here. Lick, say hi.
So, so yeah, the border opens the day after the weekend, the Monday, November 8th. So,
and I guess the 6th would have been like the big night on the Saturday.
So it's Friday, Saturday, and there's like a Sunday afternoon, wow. You know, sets. And so,
shit timing.
There's a few of my DJ friends that suggested I'd fly in. So, the closest place to fly in on the cheap is Philly.
Yeah.
And from Philly, you take a train to Lancaster. And, it, you know, train ticket to Lancaster is like $28. It's not...
How far is Lancaster from Philadelphia?
I have no idea.
I think it's not like 30 minutes. I think it's like more like 2 hours or something.
I don't know.
It's inland.
And forget about renting a car. People suggested renting a car, but now...
There are no cars. There are no cars. That's right. I've heard that. I think it was you who told me about
it. It's probably going to last into 2022.
Wow.
So I looked at it, and so I'd leave probably like Friday morning, and I'd have two layovers. One in Toronto... And one in Boston, and then
I—that's like a lot. That's like an. That's like a Z.
Yeah, exactly.
That is like an obscene. Like then, that's like so stupid.
And then I'd arrive in Philly, and then take a taxi from there to the train station.
Yeah.
Train station, to you know, have a ticket to Lancaster, and I would arrive at 12:30 midnight. 12:30.
That sounds like way too much effort.
So it's like twice as long to take the plane,
and probably twice as expensive.
And oh yeah, it's
easily.
It's like a grand. So
there's,
you know,
always next year, you know.
So I figured,
shit,
you know. Oh, all right. I'm giving up. And then our friend Fast Freddy from New York suggested I'd fly into Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And he'd pick me up at the airport, and we'd drive to Lancaster together.
So that's kind of like...
it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So I looked at the prices for the flight, and they were reasonable. And I only had one layover compared to two, so I'd go through Toronto.
Okay.
And it was around like $350 for the... train the plane ticket.
That's like not as obscene, you know,
but you know, I had to be around Newark at for Friday around 10:30, because that's when Fast Freddy. Freddy.
Through. And now he lives, so, I mean, he used to live in New York City, but I believe he's like further upstate now somewhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has a nice little house on
a stream.
On a stream.
Yeah.
So,
up near Woodstock or something, yeah.
So I would have to fly in on Thursday night and, you know, rent a hotel room on that Thursday night.
Right.
And we drive back Sunday, so I'd have to stay over Sunday night
and then
fly back on Monday.
The logistics of this are just
so
like,
that's two extra nights at a hotel near the airport, which is not like a Super 8 for like $79.
No,
bucks.
Of course. You're getting like a Hilton or a Marriott
$150
easily. A pop. US.
And then I was just about to pull the trigger for that because I was imagining being in the car for the hour drive from New Jersey to Lancaster with Fast Freddy.
That'd
one of
fun.
Like top
you know,
soul DJs in North America.
This guy's been doing it forever. Yeah.
And he's
the nicest guy.
Nicest guy offering me to you know, a lift.
Yeah.
So I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it would have been fun to hang out for sure.
And then I started reading the fine print.
Of?
You need to have a COVID test before you board the airplane. 48 hours to 72 hours before. And the same way on the way back.
Yeah.
Now, here I could shop around at the cheapest test I could find in Montreal was like $75.
They don't do it for free anymore?
Not if you do it for travel.
Oh, okay.
If you're suspected of having COVID, yeah, you go to the hospital, it's free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is just for leisure.
You have to pay up. So it was like between the average price was about $150.
Wow.
Now, the thing is, it's on the way back.
You'd have to.
I have to take the test at the airport, and now there they gouge you. So it was between $150 and $400 for like a rapid COVID test to take the plane back. So I added everything up, and just in travel, you know, from Montreal through New Jersey to Lancaster, it was a grand for like 4 days.
Okay, so here's what you do. Here's what I think what you really should have done. I drive you down to the edge of the St. Lawrence River in Cornwall, Ontario, throw you in with a life jacket, and just let the current take you across to upstate. Because that's the craziest thing is, like, especially when I'm, you know, driving on the 401 or something in Ontario, and like anytime you look left out the window, you see the river and you see New York. It's right there. We live really close to the States. And it's like, I'll just throw you in like on a buoy or something, and then Freddie can pick you up in upstate New York. And then you'll be like that escaped prisoner. Remember when those prisoners escaped from Dannemora in upstate New York a couple summers ago? Then we'll have the whole world looking for Pat with his box of records. They'll think you're Bigfoot roaming around the Adirondacks.
Well, you raised a good point. Oh, I don't want to get my records wet. And that's another.
You don't want to get your record. You don't want to get your physical records wet, and you don't want to get your records of being a human being wet.
Right.
You don't want to go to prison forever for trying to get to the States to DJ.
Here's a funny thing. My grandparents used to live really near the
border to Vermont, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Vermont, New York, almost the same.
Both of them. Well, wasn't it that town, Vignes-en-Quebec?
Vignes-en-Quebec.
It's right near, both borders.
Well, yeah. And you can cross the border.
On the water, on Lake Champlain.
On Lake Champlain.
That's right.
And my grandmother used to tell me, I know where you can cross the border and there's no guards.
Well, there's plenty of places.
Yeah. And
we share a, 3,000-mile border with these people? There are places to cross without them knowing.
You can drive through with your car.
See, it's like we're talking about this now, and it's like the FBI. The FBI, just join the chat.
That was all pre-9/11.
Oh, yeah. I remember you didn't have to cross with a passport when I was a kid. I remember we used to go down to Burlington and Plattsburgh all the time. It was totally like...
I remember coming back from the States at a little small crossing near Vignes-en-Quebec. Near, you know,
really
Lake,
small
Lake
crossings
Champlain,
there.
Lake Champlain
Rouse's
area.
Point or whatever.
Rouse's
That's
Point,
the one
in
New York. Yeah.
Near that area. And it's like one gate.
Oh, yeah. Been
and
through there.
There was a little gate, and there was like a sandwich board sign. It says border crossing closed because it was around midnight.
Right.
Please.
The small, some of the smaller ones do close.
Lecole,
the big one.
But there was no barrier.
Went.
And we just crossed.
I've had it happen the odd time where it's like I'm coming back. I've had like very few times this has happened where they've looked at me and Taryn and they don't even stop us. They just go,
yeah.
Show them the passport. Right. You just wave it.
Yep.
Whatever.
But, so, and here's another reason why I wanted to drive there. I wanted to bring records to sell and trade.
Yeah, for sure. Bringing all the French stuff.
And
yeah.
That was going to pay for part of the weekend.
Well, it's always fun to recoup a bit. It's like, you know, when I've gone to New Orleans for the Ponderosa Stomp, it's like, hell, I remember going on that trip and I came back with more money than I left with because I brought so many records to trade and sell. And
You did the same thing at Allentown.
That's right, at the Allentown Record Show, too. And the thing is, like, I've also had a lot of issues at customs with doing this, with traveling. Like, hey, why do you have 6 boxes of records in your trunk? And then they like to detain me and ask me questions, and because, you know, I'm very suspicious looking. But I feel like you know, it's like you're a teacher. They'll just let you go. You look so non-threatening.
But I don't,
they see me and they're like, oh, look at this guy.
But I don't bring as much.
No,
either.
You don't. Like I bring a
small box.
Yeah, a couple of boxes. They're not going to bother you. You would hope, because they could be dicks. So, right. Yeah.
But if I was doing that, flying there.
Can't do that now.
Well, I'd need to check in a suitcase. That's another $100. Cha-ching. So I was going to just have my carry-on
right.
with the records I was going to play that weekend, but I couldn't bring any records to trade.
So, yeah. Because
I'd have to check it in.
That's
with
right.
With a
customs
suitcase.
Agent person. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a suitcase, and that they'll charge you for that. That's extra.
There's always another charge for
something.
So that's
why I wanted to simply drive there. So, I guys, have a great weekend. I'm going to think about you all weekend. I wish I could be there, and I wish you success, and that's why I'm promoting it. And go to Lancaster. It's a great weekender, great DJs. Go.
Sounds like a ball, you know, but
if you're in the States, just
if you're anywhere in the States, if you're in New Mexico, get in the car, drive to Pennsylvania. You know, it's only a 3-day drive.
But I'll be there next year.
Oh, well, you know what? Hopefully next year we can all go back to America.
We can go back November 8th.
Yeah, I know, but
my parents are going. You know,
they're
going
to go to Florida.
Are,
yeah,
our snowbirds,
yeah.
And they're after a year and a half, they're
they must
go back to
they
their
must
house.
Be very excited to go back to Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. So that
there was a hint of sarcasm in there.
About what?
Well, because Florida is fucked up.
I mean, look. I don't know. I haven't been. I mean, look. The last time I was in the state of Florida, I drove out of there and was like, I don't want to go there again. But I was in the panhandle. No offense if we have any listeners from the panhandle, but Jesus Christ, what a fucking dump. Anyway, I'm sorry. Whatever. I must have told the story on the podcast at some point when I had that woman yelling at me. I was in a record store and she's busy going on about how all the Jews in Washington are controlling everything. And I'm just like, so these records are all $1 each, right? Just as a Jewish person, just screwing her over royally. Anyway, Florida, Florida, what a place, Florida. But I used to go to Florida all the time as a kid. My grandparents had they were snowbirds too. They had a place. Not. But your parents are on like the west coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandparents were like Deerfield Beach near Fort Lauderdale, and you know where all the old tired Jewish people go. So that was all your bad news. You said you did have some good news.
Okay,
was there any good news trickled
before,
in there?
Before we,
I hope
we,
the good news leads to a record. I want to hear some tunes, man.
Before we hop into music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the good news is I've celebrated my 10-year wedding anniversary.
Wow. I can't believe that was already 10 years ago.
That played.
I DJ'd. I
played guitar.
Helped dance down the aisle to Just Like Romeo and Juliet
right.
By the Reflections. Who was that? It was me, Eric Boulanger,
and Danielle.
Yep. That's great. 10 years ago. Where'd a decade go? That's crazy. But congrats, man. That's amazing.
So you know how you go on the internet, you tap, you know, what's the present to give on the 10-year anniversary? I think like 50 years of Diamond and the.
Like one of those things.
I know
that
year one is paper. Ooh, exciting.
Paper.
So I figured, hey, 10 years must be something nice, you know, maybe silver. Or, I don't know.
That sounds too conventional for someone like you.
To look up?
Or no? Yeah, because like, I don't know. I feel like you would go with something like, you know, wackier, because that's kind of your thing, you know, is always doing things a bit out of unorthodox, to say.
Well, I'm gonna surprise you, because, well, in fact, I was the one surprised, because it was the wife who surprised me this time. I usually come up with the big, you know, big
yes sir
romantic gestures,
right?
No, it was the other way around this time. That's the good news.
That's kind of fun.
10-year anniversary is tin.
Tin. Okay. Like a tin of cookies? I'd be happy. I love a tin of cookies.
So I'm going to grab what I have behind me. So it looks like a stainless steel, basically, right? So it's a
piece of
tin.
It looks like it belongs on like the front of an oven or something. Like,
yeah, right. So yeah, I'm showing you the back.
Well, obviously, I see little things for like to be able to hang something up. So yeah, it's the back of.
So it looks like the size of a sign of a one-way street.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. It looks like this, like a one-way street sign, but the back side of it.
No, so it's gray stainless steel. So she had something printed on the other side. I'm going to just flip it around. And when I saw that, I was speechless. I almost cried.
I'm really hoping it's like just like a picture of like Elvis or something with like flames coming out of it, like you would see in like a La Belle Province or something. Like
as much as
just
I'm
kitschy
a,
Quebecois.
As much as I'm a closeted Elvis fan.
Well, every Quebecer is a closeted Elvis fan. That's a big thing in this province.
No. Okay, so I'm just going to turn it around.
All right.
And so try to, don't read it. Just describe what you're seeing.
Well, it looks like it's an audio wave.
That's right. So you're not the editor of this podcast, but this I see all the time. So yeah, it's exactly an audio wave.
Of her saying something?
No. Oh. So it says, there's a little inscription at the bottom. 10 years filled with happiness. It must be love. October 9th, 2011.
That's really cool.
So first of all, I was really proud that we got married on the 9-10-11.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Oh, that is
so
really
that's,
cool.
Because I, you know, I'm a dude. I forget dates.
Me too.
But I'm never going to forget the day I got married.
9-10-11.
9-10-11.
Right.
It Must Be Love. That's the title of the song that we got married to. Well, I got in on the reflections.
Yeah.
And
just like Romeo and Juliet.
And then during the ceremony, this is the song she walked in on.
And who does that?
Madness.
Because I saw It Must Be Love, and all I think is, oh, the Contours. But no, it's not It Must Be Love, the Contours.
It's Madness, one of our favorite bands from the 80s.
Cool.
Ska band. It's such a beautiful song. And that's the audio wavelength of the song.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
The way I feel about you. I wake up every night, every day. I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love. Much without words.
bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy any other way. It must be love, love, love.
And here's the a great thing. With it came a SKU code. A SKU, you know, those like those little squares. With
oh yeah,
box.
Yeah. Like
no, a Q Q.
Why don't we? I just keep thinking of the Vaxi code thing, and every time I go into a restaurant, it has to scan it. A QR code.
QR
code. There we go.
So it comes with the QR code, and you know, we're going to put it beside, this is going to be hung up in the basement.
Yeah.
And you could, with your phone, you just scan the QR code and the song's going to play.
Wow. That's so cool. That would have like an original idea. That's great.
You know, she outs, you know, out.
You don't want to say she outdid herself, because then she'll be like, hey, so none of these other gifts I ever got you were good? You prick?
No, I was, how cool is that?
I love it. It's awesome, man. What a great gift. Shout out to Nikki.
And it looks like cool modern art, you know, because it's just like wavelengths.
I could totally see it going with everything you've got downstairs. Oh, that's awesome. What a great gift.
So that's the good news.
So what gift did you get for yourself for your 10-year wedding anniversary?
I don't get myself.
I'm just talking about. About you. You must have spent some money on a record and probably justified it with it's my 10-year wedding anniversary. I deserve.
I deserve
45.
Okay. So, I think it's now time for.
Oh God.
The Mystery Record Zone.
You are about to live through an experience of melody and sound. A small 7-inch circle has been laying dormant for decades and is about to take you on a musical journey at a speed of 45 revolutions a minute. A landscape of voices, beats, and tonalities will soon be unveiled. You are now entering the Mystery Record Zone.
All right.
See, I said, oh, God, because I thought you were going to, you know, surprise me with the game of Name That Moldy Oldie.
Oh, that's right after.
Yay! Woohoo!
No, but we're going to start with a mystery record.
All right. I can't wait.
You know, our criteria for a mystery record, it's not on Discogs, it's not on YouTube, and there's nothing known about the band.
They just, these are just things that happen to exist at some time, somewhere in a recording studio, at some point, probably in the 60s. This thing happened, but
so
what
it's
it is.
I have to admit, there's a little white noise scratching. It's not the best copy, but
it's
one of the only known copies, I guess.
All right.
I'm going to read you my little description. Obscure 60s soul dance craze record.
So it's like the monkey jerk dog buffalo.
No, it's something you wouldn't expect. It's called the scrub board.
The scrub board.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
Warren Jackson. So speak of totally generic.
Well,
because
Warren
names.
Jackson could just as easily be like, hi, my name is Warren Jackson, and this is the scrub board of my heart, the scrub board that I always start. You know, that's the thing, because you can look at a record like this, and it could either be the best soul dancer you ever heard, or it's a country record.
It could be. So, here, it's on Volume.
Interesting. So, it's a Philly record.
So we're going to play part one because the B-side is part two.
Part one, Warren Jackson, and it's distributed by Jamie Guyden. So it was a subsidiary of the Jamie and Guyden record labels, who also they've like put out like Arctic Records and I think of like that huge Northern record on the Dynamo label. She's Wanted by Larry Clinton. It's like a $10,000 single. Also has that little JG thing on it. So a lot of really cool records. Again, like the same thing with like Chicago, Detroit. It's always just like a maze, like how many records you haven't heard of that came from these cities just when you think you heard them all. So Warren Jackson, Scrubboard, really hoping it's not a country song. I don't know how that one never caught on.
You know, with my French ear and French background, I you know, my first reaction would be to call it Scrubboard.
Oh yeah, it's true, right? I like that. Do the Scrubboard. Like, I can imagine, like, this is like such a, like, if like someone who worked at like a soap company like wanted to dig up like a really good track to use in a commercial, that would be perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just like oh, I love it because it's funny. It's got like kind of like the funky wah-wah guitar thing that, you know, pretty much indicates that it's like 68, 69, but like the backing vocals still kind of like reminiscent earlier of like a doo-woppy, jokey, right. The Scrubboard. Like, that's great. It's a very you track. That's really cool. Yeah, never heard of Warren Jackson, but...
And every dance craze is usually paired with moves.
Yeah.
So can you imagine what the moves would be on the dance floor? It's like you're scrubbing your dirty laundry.
Well, it's funny. Like I have a record.
I'm making moves, but nobody's seeing. Like,
even I could barely see them because you're behind your little sound pod. But it reminds me, I have a record called The Dish Rag.
Oh yeah,
that's like another Joe something. I think you have it too. It's on Apollo Records.
So
everybody gotta come out there and do the dish rag. Yeah, like that's, you know, kind of same vibe. I want to hop into another one that I think you might like. And this one's got a great title that I think reflects...
I barely saw it's on King.
It's on Audio Arts.
Oh, okay.
This one, the title of this track is makes a lot of sense for us. It's called Another Dirty Deal. So this is Another Dirty Deal by The Incredibles on Audio Arts. They did a couple of records on the label. The more common one is called Crying Heart. They even had an LP, actually, this group. But this is kind of more of the bigger Northern Soul scene kind of thing. And I just figured, you and I are always doing deals, and here's another dirty deal. And it's just like an absolutely beautiful copy. It's got a punch hole in it. It looks like it was probably never played. This might actually be the first time it's ever played. Let's see how you feel about this one. Another Dirty Deal, The Incredibles.
I heard a fisherman talking just the other day, and he was telling everybody about the one that got away. But his story is just like mine. The only difference is I was fishing with my heart, and he was fishing with the pole and reel. But I know just how he feels. I know. Just like mine, the only difference is he built a foundation with a hammer and a saw, and I built mine with my tears. But I know just how he feels. I know.
Now I feel like one of the best lyrics ever laid to wax is a fisherman is going to keep on fishing and a carpenter is going to keep on building or
something like that.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
best lyrics ever.
And like what I love about, it's funny, it's in an Atlantic sleeve. It should be in one of those Bell sleeves, but anyway. And that was cool. Like I found that like right here in town, which was like,
wow,
what? Like, yeah, just like a box of records I had like just bought, and I was like, this is in there. I was like, really? Like, wow, cool. Fortunately, I actually have a copy of this record already. Another like mint, very like same condition, just like a mint new old stock copy. So there must have just been at some point a box of these ended up in Montreal, and they're out there. But I love, like, that's, like, you know, very, talk about Northern Soul, you know, like, the epitome of the Northern Soul sound, but, like, this one really has, like, the Motown flavor. It really reminds me of a Temptations song called It's Growing, which was actually the follow-up to My Girl when they, like, when that came out. And this is kind of like, because, like, in that song, too, he's talking about, like, I think he says something about a fisherman or a wise man said something. You know, I like those kinds of songs where they're, like, you know, it's like, you know, they're getting like the words from the wise, you know, it's just, there's a lot of Temptations songs like that actually, but isn't that cool? Not a great record.
Whose record is Fishing Pole?
The Mighty Hannibal.
Right.
But I think the Fishing Pole is supposed to be like
a dance.
A dance. It's like the follow-up to Jerkin' the Dog, which in today's lingo sounds kind of gross, but Jerkin' the Dog is a great record. I want everybody. Yeah, yeah. Love that
stuff. So the reason why I insisted we, you know, record this podcast a few hours before I go spin at the Heart of Montreal Soul Club is for exactly that reason.
Yeah,
because you got another... It's only going to be a few hours between...
Hearing it for the first time and then DJing it.
Absolutely.
Which is so nice that we're back in that world where, you know, a year ago we were like, are you ever going to DJ again?
Right. I'm not sure if there's going to be a proper dance floor yet. At this spot?
Yeah. Well, because there's more than enough room inside, but I guess it's...
I don't know if the rules allow it yet.
Yeah. But you know what? At least it's like the way I look at it is like it's just like fun practice and getting to play the records out finally. Even just playing them, like, you know, hanging out with Carl, you know, who appreciates this stuff so much. And I can totally imagine like you playing this and Carl coming up to you and be like, hey, nice, mate. Typical Carl. But yeah, that's I had a feeling you'd really dig that one. So there it is.
Yeah, it's going on the turntable tonight.
All right, where do we go next? What's our next stop on this crazy episode of Addicted to the Needle?
You alluded to it before. Oh, God.
Why do I do this to myself?
It's time for Name That Crazy Moldy Oldie. Fake Moldy Oldie.
Fake.
Ah.
So let me guess, the guy's name is Warren Jackson or Fred Johnson.
It's funny you say that because it's just a pretext to play one of my latest, you know, internet finds.
Of course.
So in one of the categories is going to be a record we're going to feature.
Can't wait.
So let's get right into it.
Oh, you even have them printed out. You would have made the best game show host. I think that was the calling in life that the universe missed out, is that you are not a game show host.
Funny you say that, because I just got word from my friends from the Grusons.
I saw the picture.
Where I look like a game show host?
A game show host.
Holding like a thin mic.
It's almost like I said that on purpose. No.
Segway alert.
A little bit.
it's going to come out. I invited the guys over on the podcast. So we'll hopefully they'll be here.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I would love to talk to those guys. Yeah,
For Pat as a game show host.
Pat the game show host, right on.
So, all right. The first category, if you're a new listener to the podcast,
cracking mine, just getting, doing a couple stretches here.
This is where I try to stomp Ben,
stump the expert,
by giving a list of, you know, real artists and real song titles, and in there's a fake one. And he has to
fish it out.
I have to use my
fishing pole.
And the first category is soul groups.
All right.
And I could go into, like, you know, obscure 70s funk, but I always try to keep it the 60s.
Because that's really our thing.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go.
Okay. I'm ready.
First group, Stan Ricks and the Pretty Boys, Bring on the Love.
No idea.
Okay. Shindig Smith and the Soul Shakers, Through Fooling Around, Part One.
Okay.
Eddie Jasper Day and the Four Bars, Speak Now.
Okay, that sounds real.
Turner King and the Blues Blasters, Two Loves.
Right.
And Lil Leon and the Caravan, I Can't Let Her Go.
The thing is, they all sound fake. but the one that sounds the most fake, say the second one again.
Shindig Smith and the Soul Shakers, Through Fooling Around.
That's not part one.
Part one.
That's not real.
You are wrong.
Oh, God, that sounded so full of shit. And like, because I figured, because like you added the part one in there, and I'm like, oh, okay, that was to throw me off. Oh, really? Damn.
That's and all those record labels are. Most of them I've never seen.
That's why they none of them.
So
ring
it's
a bell.
On Pitter Pat. It could be one I invented because it's Pitter Pat.
Who walked in one. Imagine like two guys getting together. Let's start a record company, guys. We're going to be huge. Pitter pat.
Jesus, I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of okay.
So Eddie Jasper Day and the Four Bars.
That sounds.
Speak Now.
That sounded real.
That's a Northern Soul track.
Yeah.
On Flying Hawk.
Okay, because the name Eddie Jasper Day, I've seen that somewhere at some point, but.
But Jasper is in quotes.
Yeah.
Eddie Jasper Day.
Right. Didn't we just play a record by someone named Jasper recently? Hully Gully Papa. Isn't that Jasper Woods? But it's actually Richard Berry.
Name. Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Turner King and the Blues Blasters, Two Loves. That's a Northern Soul track. That's on TikTok.
Ooh. They were way ahead of their time. TikTok.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> Lil Leon and the Caravan, I Can't Let Her Go. That's a Northern Soul track on Mutt.
Oh, yeah, that's a Detroit label, green label. Yeah.
And the fake one is Stan Ricks and the Pretty Boys, Bring on the Love.
That would have been my second, that one.
I was afraid because when I first read it,
what's it called? Stan Ricks and the...
And the Pretty Boys.
Bring on the love. Yeah, yeah, you better bring on the love. Ooh, bring on the love. Yeah, there you go. It's totally real. It's real. I just sang part of it.
That's totally a Detroit record.
Yeah, totally a Detroit record. Written by this guy called Benny Westmore. You ever heard of him?
That's your alter
That's
ego.
That's my old alter ego.
All right. Second category, female soul singer.
All right. It's going to be a lot of Bettys, I bet.
I don't see any.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, Paulette Parker, Driving Wheel.
Yeah.
Rocky O'Neill, Here I Go, Can't Take It No More.
Okay.
Valentine Adams.
Yeah.
I Found a Love.
Uh-huh.
Angie Terrell, Take a Turn on Love Street. And Wendy Woods, Don't Hurt Me No More.
Okay, the fourth one. I'm going with that one. That's not real. Take a Turn on Love Street? No way.
You're right.
Okay, knew it.
You didn't believe Angie Terrell, Take a Turn on Love Street?
Take a Turn on Love Street! Yeah, yeah, Take a Turn on Love Street. Just every song's just the... Ooh, ooh, ow!
And you pulled the trigger pretty fast on
Well, because I... one or two of those I have or have had. The one Valentine Adams, I Found a Love. It's on a label called like what 521 or something.
That's right.
Damn, I can't believe I remember
deep
that.
Soul. It's found a love.
That's great. I actually have that record. It's a cover. It's the Falcons, a group that Wilson Pickett and Eddie Floyd and Joe Stubbs and all those guys were in from Detroit. It's a great version. I do have that record.
Look at you.
Yeah. Look at me. I know something about soul music. All right.
Paulette Parker, Driving Wheel, that's some feek, that's funk deep soul on Duke.
And Driving Wheel was originally on Duke by Little Junior Parker. So it's a cover on the same label. That's why that one I knew right away. And I recognized her name.
Rocky O'Neill. That's kind of weird.
That is weird for a female singer, but I think I have this record. It sounds so familiar.
Here I Go in brackets, Can't Take It No More.
Yeah.
That's some funk soul, funky soul on Enjoy.
Yeah, I think I have that.
And Wendy Woods, Don't Hurt Me No More. That's some Northern Soul and Sincere.
That one I didn't know. But Wendy Woods, Take a Turn on Love Street. That's actually a great name for a song, though.
Hey, I work hard on those.
No, but so. Like that's like, I like, oh man, we should get that one down. Go get the bass out. We'll come up with a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Take a Turn on Love Street. Take a Turn on me. Take a Turn on Love Street. There we go. That'd be fun.
So next category, one is... fake. One, we're going to feature.
Ooh.
And the other ones are just real.
Okay.
So, funk bands.
Boy.
First one. Bowlegs, Mills, and Friends. It's Bump Time.
Real.
Soul Twin and the Years People Band. And here's the title. Come on, everybody, get with it. Let me take you to Soul City, USA.
That's real.
Bobby Duke and the Fantastics, Build It Up.
I think that's real.
Linda Tillery and the Loading Zone, No More Tears.
I also think that's real.
And Detroit Sex Machines, The Funky Crawl.
That's definitely real. Oh, shit. So, Okay, what's the first one again?
Bowlegs, Mills, and Friends. It's Bump Time.
Okay, because there's definitely, like, there is a, there, I've seen, there's a guy called Bowlegs, so, okay, that one's real.
Soul Twin and the Years People Band. Come on, everybody, get with the beat. Let me take you to Soul City, USA.
Okay, that's got to be real.
At least it's the longest title I've ever read.
Okay.
Bobby Duke and the Fantastics, Build It Up.
Okay, I think that's the fake one.
You are correct.
Yeah, there we go.
Bobby Duke and the Fantastics, Build It Up. That's like a funky title.
Build it up. Boom, 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 boom. Build it up. Totally. Get that wah-wah.
So which one do you think we're going to feature?
The one with the crazy long title.
You're right.
Ah, there you go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, I did good today.
So let me hand it to you.
I want to see how they fit all of that onto a 45 label.
And it's pretty. And the let me read you the title of the B side. No, that's the one we're gonna play. The B side. If it's something you got and it's worthwhile having, hold on to it.
Who's this by?
The Soul Twins.
Yeah, I have this record.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So it's on...
It's really good.
It's on Big Beat Records.
Yeah.
And the one we're going to feature is actually not on YouTube, so I'll have to put it on.
Yeah, that's right. So we're listening
to... So it's pretty obscure.
Yeah, I remember when I found this, I was like, what? Yeah, but no, I do have a copy of this record. It's quite rare, yeah. So... Man, they had to use really small print, you know. Come on, everybody, get with the beat. Let me take you to Soul City, USA. And apparently they were from Greenville, Mississippi. So I don't know if Greenville was Soul City. But anyway, here we go.
Yeah, the Soul Twin and the Years People Band.
Oh,
So you know what I wrote on my little sticker?
What did you write?
I wrote, rare soul dancer a la Sam and Dave.
Yeah,
it's totally. So Sam and Dave sounding.
Soul twins.
And you've mentioned it while it was playing. It's really a double cider.
Yeah, isn't the other side like more northern soul-y sounding? Or
I just remember it's a double cider. And of course, not one, but two drum breaks.
Yeah.
And everybody knows I'm a sucker for a drum break.
Don't we all? And it's cool. The label's called Big Beat Records.
And it's probably why it's sought after, because, you know, it's perfect for sampling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that drum break.
People love a good drum break.
That can go on a hip-hop track.
Yeah, you know us, the hip-hop producers here. The two whitest guys you've ever met. It's Ben and Pat. Anyway. No, that record, that's fantastic. Yeah, and it's funny. I do have that record, and I know it's somewhere. I know I own it. I never got rid of it. But I said, it's like, oh, I would have sold you my copy. But the thing is, like, you know, all my American press records, like, they're always in such a mess, and stuff is still in DJ boxes from a couple of years ago. And I see certain things. I'm like, oh yeah, I have that record, you know? So,
well, the proof is that during our little, name that fake moldy oldie, you realize you had a couple on my list.
Yeah.
So we're going to finish off the game with two last categories.
Well, why not?
And we're going to switch it up a bit with garage and psych.
Yeah, because this could be anything. You could be like, hey, the marshmallow bandwidth conspiracy. And it's...
Oh, you'll see.
Okay.
Let's start with garage.
All right, garage rock band.
So first one, Freddie Koenig and the Jades, Willie and the Handjive.
Real.
Lindy and the Lavelles, Wine, Wine, Wine.
Real.
Bill Wendry and the Boss Tweeds, Trying to Get to You.
That's real.
Proctor Amusement Co., Heard You Went Away.
That's real.
And The Intersection, Reality Check.
I'm going to go with that last one. That one sounds fake.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, really? Wow, I'm really doing good today.
Yeah, so
a lot of those sounded familiar. Like I've watched like the clips on YouTube or something, or that Proctor one, which had I not known and had I not like ever seen that label, I would have assumed that was fake. But
yeah, Proctor Amusement Co. That's on Scott Records. Billy Wendry and the Boss Tweeds. That's on Columbia. So that's a
well-known. Yeah.
Lindy and the Lavelles. That's on Lavette.
Yep. That sounds familiar, too.
And Freddie Koenig and the Jades, and that's on Verna.
Yeah. Those all sounded a little familiar somewhere, like just from watching someone's YouTube channel of garage records and stuff. But what was the one that was fake again?
The Intersection, Reality Check.
Oh, that would be such a cool song.
So, yeah, at least they're fake. But
do you make up fake record label names, too?
No, I never did, but... You know, we never...
You never get that far.
I feel like if I give you the record label, too...
It's
going to be easier for you.
Yeah, well, it's true. It gives me a whole other hint, you know?
And I'd have to rack my brain and invent, like...
But you could say anything. You could be, like, on Derek. Like, I don't know, like, anything.
Oh, no, inventing it. But, you know, if I go Bill Wendry and the Boss Tweeds, it's on Columbia. That might, you know...
Oh, no, of course. Yeah.
Ring a bell for
you. No, yeah. Well, all if right. You say it's on Columbia, yeah, exactly.
So, last one, psych bands.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
The Electrified Unicorns, The Salt of the Earth.
Okay.
Sneaky Pete and the Sneakers, One Part of the Human Race.
Okay.
Peppermint Trolley Company, Lazy Summer Day.
Uh-huh.
The 1929 Depression, Child of Clay. And Blackburn and Snow, Uptown, Downtown.
Okay. I know a few of those.
Okay.
So I know for sure the Blackburn and Snow one is real. Peppermint Trolley is real. What was the first one again?
The Electrified Unicorns, The Salt of the Earth.
That can't be real. Okay, final answer. There's no way that... No, wait.
So I'll give you the...
Okay.
So you're right. Blackburn and Snow is real.
That's real. That's on, like, Verve.
It's on Verve. Yeah. That's right.
Peppermint Trolley Company's on Uni.
It's on ACTA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, same label as the American breed, right.
So the last three is the Electrified Unicorns, the Salt of the Earth, Sneaky Pete and the Sneakers, One Part of the Human Race, and the 1929 Depression, Child of Clay.
I still think it's the first one. The unicorns, the what's it?
Electrified unicorns.
Yeah, that's not, that can't be real.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, because.
Well, you're. Well, you.
I did pretty well today.
You came back.
The thing, because, like.
I like the title, too, The Salt of the Earth. Come on.
It's be trippy. But what was. What was the name of the. Like, the one something about. So Child of Clay or something?
The 1929 Depression, that's on Providence.
Yeah.
It's some psych soul.
Yeah, because the title rang a bell. And the other one, too. What was like the...
So, Sneaky Pete and the Sneakers, One Part of the Human Race.
Yeah.
That's some psych pop on Always in Sounds.
Yeah. That, like, I... Again, that just sounded very familiar. Like, I've heard that song before. Huh. Okay. Well, hey, I guess best work harder next time. Anyway.
That'd be a great band, the Electrified Unicorns. I bet if you Google that, you'd always be like the first search.
Someone should just hire you to make up band names. It could be like your new job. Well, I wish I had kind of a psyche or garage kind of record to play, but I've got another big Northern Soul one for you.
Right, you know what? I haven't heard it, but let's just
do it.
Let's just dedicate this one to the Keystone State Northern Soul Weekend.
Yeah, and I think this is a good one to dedicate. So this is on the Hickory label, often mostly known for country music and kind of Western kind of stuff. But there are the odd soul record. Oh, no, the odd soul record came out on Hickory. This is called I'll Hold You by Frankie and Johnny, which last time I think we ever DJed together with Carl pre-COVID. I actually played my copy of this record. Hmm.
You know what? Frankie and Johnny sounds familiar. It might be on an upcoming Name That Fake Moldy Oldie, so I'll have to pull it
Maybe
out.
Pull this one out. So anyhow...
that's generic, very, Frankie and Johnny.
Very generic. So on the Hickory label, white label promo copy, I'll Hold You by Frankie and Johnny.
Yeah.
This would have been great next weekend.
Yeah, you did dedicate it to them in advance before even hearing it. So
and spot on.
Yeah.
That's can't get more Northern Soul than that.
It's a biggie. It's a biggie, and it's a nice promo copy. I had a feeling you would be all over that one.
Yeah, it's an investment.
That's what we always say. We, you know, people are into crypto. We're into 45s. No, exactly. These things. I don't think the Northern Soul thing, unlike doo-wop, will be going out of style anytime soon. Although I did just sell a doo-wop record for almost $2,000 last week. So someone out there must still be buying them. Anyhow, yeah, got lucky on that one. I listened to it. I'm just like, okay, you know, and it just looked like one of those typical cheaper kind of New York doo-wop records you would find, you know, at, you know, somewhere in New York City. And no, it turns out it's like one of the most sought after doo-wop records there is. And I was like, huh.
Well, that keeps you going.
Keeps me going, man. Gets me to more records, which keeps the show going. So I was just thinking about it when this song was playing. I'm like, it's like 73 episodes where it's like every time I've shown up here, I have to have something. Like, how many of you rejected over 73 episodes?
One or two.
Two? Yeah, one of them was like the Trevor Payne thing, I remember, on RCA, which isn't that good, but it's Montreal, so, and I don't even remember the other one. Or I probably played you something, and it's like, oh, turns out I have that.
Right.
So,
well, it's rare.
We got to dig up those records. But anyhow.
Speaking of rare.
Dun, dun, dun. What are we ending off with?
Well, I'll read you my description. Rare mod R&B new breed dancer.
It's a lot
and
of words.
We're going to play the B-side.
Ooh.
Of this 1964 track, and appropriately on Soul Records.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
Okay, so.
Wait, Soul like the Motown Soul?
No.
Oh, wait.
It's a blue label.
And it's called Soul?
Yeah, I'm going to hand it to you.
Oh, wait, okay. Yeah.
So you can introduce it as the end of the show.
Wow, I have no idea what the hell this is.
And somebody wrote on the B-side, good.
And this is the side we're playing?
Yep.
Wow.
If I write rare on my label, on my little sticker,
yeah,
it's because it's not common. Well, it's either not on YouTube or I put it on Discogs or
well, because
it is rare.
Because with like the Soul label, obviously I think of the Motown subsidiary label, you know, Jimmy Ruffin, Junior Walker, Gladys Knight, etc. And then there was another label called Soul at one point that I also think was from Detroit, which is confusing. But this one I've never seen before. So this is called Watch Out by Kitty Miss Soul Doswell. Man, that would have been good on a fake moldy oldie. I never would have thought this was real.
Now that you say it,
I
might have put it on an upcoming one. But hey, it's too good to keep for
now. The font, like something about this record, it's very reminiscent of a 45 I have. Just everything about it, the Candy Johnson show. I think we talked about it. It's like a version of Hound Dog or something. I think maybe you asked me for it once upon a time, and I know that's like this is probably from California. I don't know, just like looking at it and, you know,
okay,
me being me. So I suppose we're ending off with this. And
I think it's that record might be better known for the A side. What's the A side?
The A side is called Broken Pieces of My Heart.
And yeah, I think that's sort of a ballad.
Oh, and I see like Ray Johnson Combo also under like her name, Kitty Miss Soul Doswell. That's Ray Johnson. That's also super familiar. A couple instrumentals.
And not generic at all.
Yeah, it's probably the same guy also. Yeah, so interesting. It's definitely, I wonder if it's related to that. Kanjo Records, that's the name of the label I'm thinking of. It's the same color. It looks almost identical with the two lines, but then again, every freaking 45 looked like that. So I guess we'll be ending off. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around and listening to our wacky Addicted to the Needle podcast. You can check out our Instagram, Addicted to the Needle, and I am on Instagram as Shulman the Soul Man. And, you know, like our Facebook page and all that fun stuff, and go on iTunes and rate us or something. And, hey, go buy records from the company Sleeve on Discogs. I heard he's got a lot of good stuff.
And you can find me pretty much everywhere under Parka Avenue.
And yeah, well, thanks again, everybody.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Well, that's the title of the song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Here is Watch Out by Kitty, Miss Soul Doswell, another score by our addict over here. Because he can't just buy records from me. He's got to buy them from like 20 other guys, too, making me all jealous anyway. So watch out.
And keep on keeping on.